This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. Speaking today, Governor Jay Nixon says it's important to keep the state's multi-jurisdictional drug task forces on the front lines. As Scott Harvey reports, the governor's proposed budget includes $3 million for these agencies to restore a decline in federal funding.
In fiscal year 2012, the state's drug task forces accounted for 21,000 cases, 9,000 arrests, and busted 1,700 meth labs. Nixon says without making up this loss in funding, Missouri would have to take officers off the drug beat.
We must meet their courage with our commitment to providing them the resources they need to win their battle in the war on drugs, especially in meth. Because the best asset we have in law enforcement is the brave men and women who wear the badge. Every day they fight drug use in our state.
Greene County Sheriff Jim Arnott says absence of these funds would mean less money for, among other things, undercover operations. Missouri has nearly 30 multi-jurisdictional drug task forces. I'm Scott Harvey.
A Missouri House committee is considering legislation making it harder for employees to win lawsuits over workplace discrimination. The bill would require workers who file suit over an employer's actions to prove that the discrimination was a motivating factor. Currently, employees only have to prove discrimination was a contributing factor. Supporters say the higher standard would cut down on expensive and lengthy trials by allowing judges to dismiss some lawsuits. Opponents say the bill would make it easier for employers to discriminate and harder for an employee to collect damages. News broke this morning that Pope Benedict XVI will resign at the end of the month because of his age and health. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba talked with local Catholic leaders to get their take on the Pope's decision.
Most responses to the Pope's decision to resign can be summed up in one word: surprise. After all, there hasn't been a papal resignation in almost 600 years. In spite of the shock, some see a lot of good in the Pope's resignation. Father Thomas Saucier is the pastor of the St. Thomas More Newman Center in Columbia.
You know, I think it really is, it's a great symbolic value for us today in the sense that we live in a world in which I think a lot of times we're clingy. And it really is gives us, a wonderful witness and an example of letting go of some aspects of our lives and embracing something new in another aspect.
Monsignor Michael Flanagan from Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church says he admires the Pope's humility. Kelly Catraba, KBIA News.
At the Columbia Board of Education meeting tonight, Superintendent Chris Belcher is proposing it to the board that high school students start last. KBIA's Tony Nojum gives us a preview.
Instead of high school students starting first at 7:20 a.m., Belcher is recommending they begin at 9 o'clock after the elementary and middle schools. He says research supports his proposal.
We know that most of our teenagers are staying up late, and then they have to get up early for school. The teachers will tell you that there's not a lot of real active and alert kids at the 8 o'clock class. The research is telling us you can see some improved academic achievement by simply changing the cycle.
Belcher wants to make a change for the next school year, starting August 2013.
The bottom line is we have to make a decision, and that's what I'm recommending the board to look at tonight, but not to take action until the March board meeting.
School board member Christine King chairs the Transportation Committee. She says starting the change in August might be too soon.
Is it possible to keep the order the same for next year to maybe better plan the scheduling piece of this? I just don't know if we've given everybody enough time.
King says she needs to make sure the leaders have had enough time to make the scheduling changes before she votes in favor of Belcher's proposal. Tony Nochum, KBIA News.
AMU alum Cottrell Fox and his wife Kay donated more than $5 million to the College of Veterinary Medicine today. The Fox's gift will fund comparative cancer research, which develops therapies and cures for both people and animals. Dean Neil Olson of the Veterinary School of Medicine says the earnings from the endowment will generate a secure source of funds for the future. He says the fund is crucial because cuts to state funding. From KBI News, I'm James Parham.